Hello, everyone. My radio name is Wes Nessman.
I'm Chrissy Covington.
And this is the Rock Show Backstage.
Woo-hoo.
All right, been a minute since we talked to everybody.
Hello.
But pretty much on schedule, I guess we've been doing this about once a month.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's enough, don't you?
I don't know. Some people out there like it every week, but...
I know, but this requires us to spend extra time together.
Right, and that's the part that's hard.
Yeah, it hurts a little bit.
It's a lot.
I feel like pieces of my soul are being ripped out.
Just a little bit.
Of my anus.
He says he has a soul, but I'm not exactly sure.
You know, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Anyway.
You're about to get into some comedy. Let's talk about those dates. What's going on with that?
There's all kinds of stuff coming up, actually. I'm going to be doing a show with, well, hopefully with Mario Salazar.
But we're having a hard time finding a place
to put
it.
We're having a time of it getting a venue for it, yeah.
Because every place is booked.
Everything is booked. There's a bunch of shows.
I don't think it's got anything to do with him.
No, not him at all. There's all kinds of shows in the summer. So we're looking for a spot for that on June 26th.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got one on July 3rd that's going to be Llano Estacado.
Yeah. On July 3rd?
July 3rd.
Does it have some kind of punny 4th of July name?
No, I haven't really
Red,
decided
white,
yet.
Red, white, and you.
No, it's kind of more for my birthday. My birthday's on the 7th, and I wanted to do a show around my birthday. So
you're throwing a party the day before the biggest party of the year.
Yes, for myself.
That seems like a smart idea.
I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited to go out there because I've never done a show out there.
How about the Chrissy Covington Miss Firecracker Contest?
Right, something like that. I think it's going to be good. So we're going to do
Roman candles and love handles.
And then also I've got a Daryl Felsberg show coming up.
He's a professional comedian.
I'm very excited for that. He's so funny. Every time I see him, he makes me laugh. That's going to be at Mano Negra. And let me find the date. That's going to be on June 26th.
June 26th.
Yes. So that
very
one's coming
busy
up
month.
First.
Do you write things for this, or do you edit your old material for these?
Well, this one's gonna have some new jokes in it, and Mano Negra is totally okay with Daryl's filthy mouth, so that's helpful to me.
Well, that's the problem, because the last time you guys played together, you were both censored.
We were at Cactus Theater, and they
at the last minute there.
Right, yeah, that was very last minute. They don't really like the bad words, so that was kind of rough. But since then, I have done some shows at the library and a couple other places that were not so naughty. So I have some clean material now that I am ready to put on display if needed, but I would prefer to cuss if I could.
Are you going to do the musical thing or
what? I am going to take piano to this one. In fact, I got a new one to take on stage.
Oh, okay.
So I'm excited.
And a new piano. You can play some Journey for everybody.
A friend of mine hooked me up with one that's pretty sweet.
Okay.
So I am very excited.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Are you going to play some jams, too?
I am going to play some jams.
Okay.
I'm going to play some jams and do some silly songs.
As far as more mundane topics right here, now you somewhat of a chef.
Yes.
Well, you were definitely a chef
for a long time.
But for the, I keep forgetting that you were actually a chef at a place.
Yes.
And then you went over to Cheesecake Factory, where you're more like a cook.
Well, I was still. I don't know. It was pretty hard. That's a pretty crazy restaurant to work at. It was, in fact, probably more difficult than my other job.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's over 100 things on the menu. So.
But isn't it all easy? Don't you just pull it out of bags
and
stuff?
No, everything's made 100% fresh. Every single sauce they make, over 75 sauces a day, Wes. Yeah.
75
sauces.
It is
serious. Yeah.
Was sauce number 42?
I don't think they number them that way exactly.
You know, I think you could have said something.
It really is a serious place, though. You need to go eat there. You've never been there before.
I've never been there.
So you don't even know, but that is actually a very serious place to work.
It's a crowded place.
It is very crowded.
That's what it is.
And they take it very, very seriously. So that's actually
I can't do the chain thing.
It's an excellent spot. I mean, that's the reason they're the only restaurant on the Forbes top 20 places to work. Did you know that?
Yeah, no.
It's a great spot to work.
But I almost fell asleep when you were telling me that.
It's very hard to work there, though. So, yeah. Any Cheesecake fans out there, any listeners that work there, I know what's up, y'all.
Yeah, you know, so I asked my little nieces, where do you want to go to have dinner?
Yeah.
And that was a mistake, because if you ask a kid where they want to go to dinner, even though they're in high school,
McDonald's,
you're going to get a kid dinner place.
Where'd you go?
Well, I went to a place that specialized in macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
You
weren't not exactly excited about it?
Well, you know,
kind of boring.
You would expect if that's your business, you would find some way to elevate it, but I don't know if there's a way to elevate it.
You kind of just throw toppings on top of macaroni and cheese is what it seems like.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But you could buy that for like a dollar at the store.
And there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly fine, but don't go out for fine.
Right, but how much did you pay for all six of you or whatever it was?
For six people, I believe the final with tax and everything was around $130.
That's a lot for mac and cheese.
That's over $20 a piece for mac and cheese.
That's a lot.
Now, the one thing I can say in their defense, or there's a couple things. First off, incredibly nice people working.
That's good.
Really, really nice.
That helps.
And most people had half of their meal left. Myself, I looked at it as a challenge, and I went through the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I made it through there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not a fan and a super not fan of the area in which it was located.
Oh, yeah. The parking. Yeah. Wes had an issue with the parking. He had to round the block several times and then make people stand in a spot to hold it for him.
And some really tall speed bumps, too. That did not like you going over them fast.
It just wasn't fun at all.
Excuse me. That whole area over across from Texas Tech can die and go to hell. I am not ever venturing over there again.
I always avoid it.
I think it would be fun if you were on foot.
Yeah, maybe.
On foot?
You didn't have to deal with parking, yeah.
Maybe go in place. You know there's a roundabout in the middle of that?
Is there?
Who the fuck does a roundabout in 2026?
There is one over there, isn't there?
Yeah, over there by Avenue X.
We don't have very many of those.
And there used to be a roundabout there. There was always a roundabout there over there by Avenue X. Mm. And I know this because there used to be a club over there called Uncle Nasty's.
Mm.
And I saw my first wet t-shirt contest there.
Sounds like something that goes down at Uncle Nasty's.
I think pretty much you don't build a club called Uncle Nasty's unless you have a wet t-shirt contest. Which, by the way, what happened to those? Those were fun.
You know, you're right. I haven't seen one of those since, a show out at the amphitheater in, 2006 maybe? 2007?
There was a wet t-shirt contest?
Well, they were spraying us in the audience, yeah, and announcing it on stage. So
well,
I think so. A little bit of one, yeah.
Okay, maybe just a little bit.
A little bit of one.
Did you get sprayed on purpose?
I did, but
did you say, hey,
but I was
check
a,
these out.
Yeah, but I was a teenager, so, you know, people around probably didn't take kindly to that, you know? I thought I was an adult. I was not.
Okay. Well, I guess the topics have been a little bit varied.
Get a load of these 16-year-old puppies.
All right.
Not cool.
Those are the best. When you're 16.
Right,
okay, yeah.
Exactly.
I got to be careful what I say these days.
Right, right, right.
All right, let's take a break and do some jokes that didn't make it.
All right. Got some good ones?
Well, I highlighted them all, and then I moved my stuff, so here you go. I don't know about good ones. That's the point. Explain
I'll
to everybody
the judge.
What this is about.
Well, friends, not all the jokes that we write or make it on the show. For one reason or another, sometimes they're just not timely enough. You don't have time for them. Or sometimes they're a little bit too dirty. Or sometimes they're just not quite there yet.
Okay.
So let's see what you got.
And we find it hilarious when jokes fail.
Yes. A lot of the ones we put on here are massive flops.
Fewer than 2% of NCAA athletes make it to the pros.
Oh.
Even worse, some end up playing for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, see, that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
I think that's an A-plus right there.
A woman who was ticketed for holding a phone in her right hand had her ticket dismissed because she only has a stub. So let's give her a hand.
I like that one.
I thought you could see that coming. It's like
stupid.
The Sydney Sweeney joke. Mm-hmm. You knew I was going to make a boob joke.
Yeah, I knew the boobs were coming.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's whatever.
Yeah, that one wasn't so bad.
Lil Wayne got engaged. He plans on giving the bride Big Wayne. Now, I vacillated on that joke. I went from Lil Wayne got engaged, just planning on giving the bride a littler Wayne, and then giving her Big Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And it started off with he was going to give her his Big Wang, because when I was a kid, that's what we called wingers.
Uh-huh.
Do you think the Big Wang was the way to go?
I think that was pretty funny. I liked it.
China expects to start full-scale delivery of flying cars in 2027.
Wow.
Meanwhile, in America, we expect to be living in our cars in 2027.
That ain't the truth.
Yeah, no, there's too much truth there.
Ugh.
People who grow their own produce can save $36 weekly or around $15 a year.
Oh.
Plus, they won't stop telling you about it. All right, a few more here. I got to switch over to my other screen. An Ohio family broke a Guinness World Record by sending their Slinky down a flight of 53 stairs at a local stadium.
Wow.
The only thing that will go down that many stairs faster is a grandma who put you in her will.
Oh, Wes. I like that one.
Okay, all right. I accidentally turned your mic off for a second, but I think everybody could hear your F word. New report says the perfect male body fat is 15%, while the perfect female body fat is 30%.
Nice.
And I know just the two places that extra 15% needs to go.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right.
100 years ago this week in 1926, Thomas Edison spoke on the radio for the first time.
Mm.
He was quoted as saying, "Shout out to my homies on the West Side."
Why didn't you do that one? That was awesome.
I didn't even deliver it right. It should have been, "Shout out to my homies, West Side."
That one was the best.
Thomas Edison.
Damn it. I think you need a do-over next week. That one's so good.
A Florida man led police on a motorcycle chase while dressed up as the Easter Bunny.
Mm.
Cops said he was probably hopped up on something.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
California is exploring the idea of buses that go 140 miles an hour on existing roads.
Ooh.
This and other ideas were explored during the annual Let's Get High and Go to Work Day.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So, and finally, California is exploring the idea of buses that go 140 miles an hour on existing roads.
Oh.
The buses will all be driven by Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
Okay, all right.
C is kind of a speed.
Yes,
show.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah,
the movie
yeah,
with
yeah.
the bus?
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes. Those weren't so bad. I really like the shout out to the West Side joke.
You know,
that was good.
A lot of this stuff is very, very subjective. You know, it depends on the mood you're in. And
right.
and like the Easter Bunny joke, I held on to it too far past Easter.
Easter, yeah.
And I chickened out on the Thomas Edison joke.
I love
because
that
I
one.
Feel like you did need to do that punchline in an exaggerated shout out to my
yeah.
buddy, you know,
you
like
you didn't
that.
Want to feel,
and it made me feel too self-conscious.
Yeah. Just too, a little too white.
You know, that's why I cannot do what you do in terms of stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do stuff. You got to take a big chance and just hope that it pays off.
And you got to own it, you know, and I learned right. that from Will Ferrell, and that's something that I've embraced on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his entire audition for Saturday Night Live
mm-hmm.
was him pretending to be a cat playing with a ball of yarn.
He just completely committed to the bit.
Just completely committed to it and mm-hmm. just did that. And yeah. people were like, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
This is incredible stuff.
Right.
So there's that. What else is going on?
I don't know. A lot of rain lately. Feels like here is rainy and nice, and I'm enjoying that. Like, big time, dude.
Does it seem like an unusual? I haven't
yes.
looked up any charts or anything
it, I
to
mean,
see.
I mean, kind of, but I think it's just because it's been so dry for so long that it does. I mean, do you remember another part of this year that we've had this much
Well,
rain?
Not this part of the year.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, this part of the year, actually earlier, because mm-hmm. I wrote this up in a story.
We usually get more.
Was tornado weather.
Yeah.
And last year we had all those tornadoes uh-huh. on the edge of town, which
yeah.
got a little scary, man.
Right.
But this year we had no tornadoes.
Yeah, I remember so. that one day that was so terrifying, and I was standing in the top of the Metro Tower, and
mm-hmm.
the building was yeah. going back and forth. It was, what, 80-mile-an-hour winds or something?
Yeah.
The highest we'd ever had on record, and I was so fucking scared, dude.
Yeah.
And I know that the building is supposed to move like that. You know, it's supposed to have that give to keep that from happening. It's why that building survived the tornado in the 70s. But that doesn't make you feel better when you're watching your curtains move back and forth.
Survived the first time.
It is really, really scary. It was really scary. And I messaged the building manager every time we had wind like that, like, hey, do I need to get out of the building? Oh, no, you're safe. You're probably the safest place in town. And even though he said that, I was still kind of shitting my pants.
You weren't buying it.
I was still freaking out. So I kind of am enjoying being on the ground now. So,
okay.
Yeah, when it comes to weather, for sure.
Here you go. A little fact for you that we all knew, but it is scientifically proven now, that alcohol may trigger a hormonal shift that steers drinkers towards savory, salty foods and away from sweets.
Maybe that's why pizza at 2 a.m. sounds so good when you're drunk.
That's the question I was going to ask is what was your favorite drinking food?
Dude, Taco Bell or Domino's for sure. Or McDonald's because it's open all night, but never sweets ever. I bet it's never really been much of a sweet person.
Oh, I know that I've gone home and gone, ham on some
ice cream,
cupcakes and
really?
Things like that.
Yeah, for me, it was mainly more just a pizza, tacos.
But for me, I wish I could say this properly, and I'm not going to be able to say it properly. I have forever been trying to recreate my high school days of this place that we used to go on university where it was pizza and pitchers of beer.
Mm.
And the combination of that cold-ass beer, especially when you're 18 or 19, because that's what the drinking age was then.
Yeah.
And the hot pizza. It was
epic.
It was just so perfect.
Yeah.
And I've never been, it's never quite hit right.
Right.
Since then.
Since I've stopped drinking, I don't ever... I just really don't order pizza. I don't do that. Plus, I've not eaten any gluten anymore or anything.
Right.
So, that's stopping me from ordering pizza. But since I've stopped drinking, I have stopped being drunk eating. So I've just lost ton of weight from that.
I saw something the other day, and I meant to investigate it further, and I did not.
Mm-hmm.
Does gluten have something to do with the way bread puffs up?
Yes. So whenever you're baking, when you're making bread, so whenever it's, rising over there before you bake it.
Right.
Okay. If you pull it apart and those little strands that kind of go everywhere.
Yeah.
That's gluten.
Really?
Yes. It's that part that's sticky, part that's stringy.
It's a chemical reaction.
Yes. And that's
in the bread.
That is the part that I cannot have anymore.
So when you get something that's gluten-free, it has less of that airiness
to it?
It
has none. Yeah, a lot of the time it's very dense. So a lot of the gluten-free options are super dense, but the technology has gotten better and gluten-free food has gotten way better than it used to be. So,
well, it sounds delicious.
Well, really, next door to us over here at Sprouts, they've got a badass gluten-free area in their bakery, and you would never know that this stuff is gluten-free.
Really?
They've got cupcakes and all kinds of shit, and you would never fucking know.
Well, so fortunately, I don't have to know presently.
Well, I'm about to bring you one someday and not tell you. Well, I guess you will know if it comes from me that it's gluten-free.
I think it would be awesome if you brought two things and said, describe which one of these is gluten-free.
Maybe we should do that because...
I'll be like, the one that tastes like ass?
They really do. It has come a long way.
Right.
So, lucky me for that.
And this might be a good place for us to wrap this up this week. I did not know until yesterday, and we talked about it today, that birds masturbating was a problem.
How do they do that?
I have no idea.
I don't want to look it up on the computer at all.
But apparently, people generally, discipline their birds. It's kind of like a dog humping your leg, and you say, stop that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're spanking them with little tiny belts or
anything. Are these your pet birds that we're talking about, or just birds out in the wild?
Well, I don't think I would punish wild birds ever, because it's up to their parents.
I feel like I wouldn't punish a bird ever.
I'm not going to go down to the lake and say, you ducks, knock that jacket off.
How do you punish your pet bird, though? What do you do?
Well, you just say,
Polly want a cracker? Now, fuck you. You're not getting any.
You just say, no, sweetie, don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
Maybe. But see, I don't know.
You can't spank a bird.
Do they use their claws to do it, or do they hump things?
I don't know, but they got a lot of free time in their cage to do whatever the hell they want, so I don't really think there's a whole lot you can do.
That's true. If you got one bird, you might expect that it's going to be whacking something.
Right. Plus, your bird only has one life. Are you really going to make it miserable?
Right. Exactly.
It's a lonely bird. It's in there by itself. And, you got a nice bird painting on the wall.
Is there residue after?
I don't even want to know, Wes. I don't even want to know.
I would assume.
But I imagine there is. Who Who knows? That's the mysterious world of cloacas or whatever that I don't know about. Or is that really the butthole?
The cloaca.
That's the egg hole, hoo-ha.
That's the everything hole.
That's the everything hole. Oh, okay. Does every bird have one of those?
Yeah, and like alligators and stuff do too. I have a cloaca.
Do alligators jerk off?
Huh?
Are alligators jerking it?
Yeah, and they really like having them rough hands too.
All right, I think we're done with this. if you do happen to find a video of birds jerking off.
Now, if...
send it to me.
If birds did it and alligators did it, then masturbating dinosaurs was a thing.
Arms are so short, though, you know?
I don't know. I mean, you just like see a stegosaurus over there.
Or maybe just a good-looking tree.
Looking at you all embarrassed. Cheeks are a little red because you caught it whacking it out there.
Please.
That's just,
That is something I did not know until today, though. So I learned something.
Yeah, that would be the next Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park 7, the masturbating raptors.
They're coming.
In more than one way. This has been The Rock Show. Backstage.
Bye.